Good morning. This news update is brought to you by your electrical specialists of the Thumb area. That's Maurer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, see Maurer Electric in Bad Axe. My name is Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting as we update you on some of your latest headlines, beginning with the Sebring Police Department. They issued a crime alert on Facebook after a silver 2003 Buick sedan was stolen from the village. During the overnight hours of Monday and Tuesday, they left the car unlocked with keys in the ignition, and it was parked in the victim's driveway and discovered missing around 2 p.m. on Tuesday. And then a few blocks away, an unlocked pickup truck was also targeted. A brown bifold wallet containing about $200, credit cards, and identification was also taken during that same time. The stolen vehicle was apprehended early this morning by the Sterling Heights Police Department. Both the driver and passenger from Metro Detroit were arrested for possession of the stolen vehicle, possession of fentanyl, possession of drug paraphernalia, multiple past warrants, and traffic violations. Stephen Repke, the chief of Sebring Police Department, cautioned residents against leaving their keys in vehicles and valuables in unlocked cars, emphasizing the prevention of easy targets for potential criminals. Despite Sebring's relatively low crime rate, residents are encouraged to remain vigilant and adhere to security measures to prevent further incidents. The Michigan Department of State observed Second Chance Month in April by hosting Road to Restoration driver's license clinics at two Michigan Department of Corrections facilities and participating in Reentry United Inside at Central Michigan Correctional Facility. The events are part of the department's ongoing effort to ensure Michigan's returning citizens have the credentials they need when they exit the prison and to become essential government service workers directly to residents wherever they are. More than 400 residents at the Parnell Correction Facility in Jackson and the Women's Huron Valley Correctional Facility in Ypsilanti met with MDOS staff and volunteer attorneys to learn the necessary steps to return their drivers' privileges prior to reentering their community. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson visited the Road to Restoration Clinic at Parnell on April 23rd inside the prison facilities at the latest component of the department's initiative to serve Michigan's returning citizens. In 2020, MDOS and MDOC partnered to help returning citizens with a safe and successful reentry by providing them with a driver's license or state ID upon parole. MDOS has launched similar partnerships with the sheriff's offices of Kent, Genesee, Ingham, and Washtenaw counties for returning citizens at county jails. Prior to these partnerships, MDOS processed about 400 driver's licenses, or state IDs, for returning citizens. And now today, more than 20,000 returning citizens have secured a driver's license or state ID, nearly 6,000 in 2023 alone. We'll be right back.
If it's been a while since you moved into your home, there are probably new demands on your electrical system. Adding appliances and circuits increase the demand on wiring in your home. Don't wait for scorched and overloaded wiring to alert you. Contact your licensed professionals at Maurer Electric to check your home before you lose it all.
This is Nikki Melnick from Maurer Electric. If integrity and honesty matter to you, call us today for a free estimate on any project you have. Call Maurer Electric in Bad Axe at 989-269-8171 today.
Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene vows to force a vote next week on ousting House Speaker Mike Johnson. And in regard to that story, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene says she's going to call a vote next week. The Georgia Republican is forcing her colleagues to choose sides after Democratic leaders announced they'd provide the votes to save the Republican speaker's job. Speaking outside the Capitol today, Green rallied against Republican Party leaders and pushed back against public entreaties from Donald Trump and others to avoid another messy political fight so close to the November election when Green was representative. Was Rep. Thomas Massie of Kentucky, one of the few lawmakers to join her effort. They said Johnson isn't up for the job. Johnson responded that the attempt to oust him is wrong for the country. Your news update was brought to you by your electrical specialist of the Thumb area, Maurer Electric of Bad Axe. For all your electrical needs, see Maurer Electric in Bad Axe. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, make sure that you visit thumbnet.net.